MX Renaissance Radio.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altshuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. I'm Stuart Altshuler, a licensed marriage and family therapist in Los Angeles, and the topic of our show tonight is intimacy and my definition of expression of our natural passion. We've been talking about ways we connect and how self-esteem also plays a big part in what we look for and what we attract. Just before the break, I mentioned something a client had asked of me today. When he was finally realizing about this love addiction process, and he said to me, well, I'm afraid if I really get healthy, you know, will I be able to feel the same intensity I felt in this dysfunctional relationship if I have a healthy relationship? And it's every addict's fear and panic that they will never have these peak experiences and these highs and stuff, which actually are very destructive for most people and give us this sense of this is what feeling good is about. And so it's almost like it's like a drug-induced high versus this natural high. We're talking about intimacy. We're talking about something that comes from the heart, something that comes from deep inside of us, something that feels safe. And it actually is a peak experience when we're able to really experience that on that level. And instead of having this roller coaster of super high highs and the super low lows that go with it, when we're obsessed by a relationship or obsessed with sex or obsessed with using a chemical or alcohol or whatever, it's about finding a momentum in our lives that feels balanced, that brings us peace and joy, keeps our heads clear so that when these wonderful angels show up in our lives, we know that they've shown up. We can embrace them because we feel that good about ourselves. So before we start taking callers, I just want to say that even though I'm a therapist, I'm not here to do therapy on the phone. I may make some suggestions, and it may get somewhat deep, and I hope it does. And feel free to ask whatever you need to ask that's related to the topic. But it's also about taking responsibility to anything that we discuss on the phone line here, that you know what your support system is after we're off the line, and take personal responsibility for doing whatever follow-up you can do that I might even make some suggestions to. So I think we have Jim from Phoenix on the line.
Yes.
Jim, hi.
Stuart, how are you?
Fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, thanks. Hey,
good.
I was listening to your show here. First of all, I'm an alcoholic addict.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in recovery right now.
Okay, good for you.
Thank you. I would say since about 1995 or 96, I haven't really been in a stable relationship. I got hurt real bad in a relationship that I was in, broke up with a girlfriend for almost 2 years, and promised myself that I would never again feel like that.
Mm-hmm.
Noticed that my drinking and using increased steadily throughout college. And once I got out into, I guess, the real world, I had a full-blown problem.
Mm-hmm.
Where it seemed like the only time I could get close to people was when I was medicated.
Mm-hmm.
Being in a sober relationship was something that was absolutely foreign and absolutely terrifying for me. Now that I have been in recovery and I'm slowly starting to get to some of these feelings, I have met somebody. And she is wonderful. Some of the points that you touched on in your first the first part of your show here, looking for things to go wrong,
yeah,
being overcritical, keeping too busy. I mean, you hit me right between the eyes there.
Good.
And I guess one of the things I'm really trying to work on is this intimacy issue in recovery. They kind of characterize people into different avenues in their life, and I fit into a category called the tap dancer,
mm-hmm.
Which is somebody who always has one foot in the aisle, so to speak. Whenever somebody starts getting close to them, they tend to bail out.
Mm-hmm. Plus, if you're tap dancing, you're not moving slow enough for anybody really to catch you.
Absolutely.
Right.
And that has effectively been the story of my life,
right,
at least for the last 5 years. Anyway, I've met this person and am... What I think very, very happy, but I find myself kind of reverting back at certain points to this behavior. And although I'm trying to be more self-aware and trying to catch myself,
mm-hmm.
maybe, and again, I'm not looking for answers here, but maybe you could suggest something that that I might be able to use or put into practice that may be able to help me in these situations. Because I think I care a lot about her, and I would like to explore this and learn more about myself and the process mm-hmm. and my ability to love.
So are you willing to try something right now to learn a little bit more about yourself?
Absolutely.
Okay. Take a deep breath. Are you driving right now?
No.
Okay. Close your eyes. Obviously, if you were driving, I would not have you do that. Now take another deep breath with your eyes closed and get in touch with what you're feeling inside right now as you just shared all this. Okay? About your history, about being really hurt in the past, about actually finding love in your life. And I want you to picture her, the one that you're involved with right now. Get in touch with how you feel as you look in her eyes. And I want the words to come out of your mouth. A fear that I have of being intimate with you is what comes up?
That I'm not good enough.
Okay. Another fear that I have of being intimate with you is?
That you'll leave me.
Okay. And say the whole sentence and come up with another one. Another fear that I have.
A fear that I have that I'm not good enough, that you'll leave me, and that I'll be alone.
Okay. So there's that, you know, prophesied outcome already. Your assumption is that she's going to leave you, that you're going to be alone. And my guess is that that was a belief of yours long before the hurt you had in that relationship a few years ago, that you're not good enough, that you're going to be alone, that people leave you. You know, I not meaning to get too deep into all this, but, you know, did somebody leave you as a kid, too? Was there divorce or death early on?
There was a divorce in my family.
Okay.
My dad did leave.
Okay. At what age?
I was fairly young, probably about third or fourth grade.
Okay. So already it's being programmed, not just you, but, you know, possibly even your mother had that belief for years, too, after that, or maybe even before that, you know, that men leave me, people leave me, I'm going to be alone. And here you are, this third grader, growing up in a household where, you know, the message was, this is what happens in relationship. So what happens as you get older is, if this is playing out subconsciously, and it seems like it might be, that you're still actively playing out your life based on your mother's beliefs, and you've made them your own. Does that make sense?
It absolutely does. It really does.
Okay.
One of the suggestions that one of my therapists in early recovery came up with was getting involved with maybe a psychologist that could help me deal with some of these issues that I do have stemming back to early childhood.
Right. Again, have you done that?
I have not as of yet. My first gut feeling and advice from people was to get sober first.
Right.
And then deal with the emotions and feelings and whatnot. And I think I'm starting to get to that point.
Right. When was that suggestion made to you? How long ago? About seeing a therapist?
This was probably, 3 or 4 months ago.
Oh, so very recently.
Okay. Probably pretty recently.
I've done work with addicts for 27 years. And one of the things, and I know that the 12-step programs have really turned around a lot in this area, is it used to be a lot of mistrust towards the psychological community. And all you need is the program. And for a lot of people, obviously, for decades now, that's worked. But I'm also seeing a lot more people who are in 12-step program where their sponsors and a lot of other people are really encouraging of, while the 12-step program is really helping to change behavior and see that things are possible, they're now really supportive of people going in deeper and working with therapists so that you can clean out those deeper emotions you know, and
emotional
and
baggage.
The emotional baggage, you know, you're only as sick as your secrets, so and that's the essence of telling the truth faster. You know what your secrets are. Even that subconscious belief that I can't get involved with someone because they're going to leave me, or they're going to, once they see me, they're going to see how inadequate I really am. If you're not dealing with your own belief system and changing it where you see how powerful you really are, my God, you survived addiction and you're sober.
Thank you.
You know, that's powerful. That's not someone who's inadequate.
I appreciate it.
I want to thank you. You're my first caller, Jim, and I appreciate the call, and I wish you a lot of luck.
Thank you, Stuart.
And find yourself a therapist.
Thanks.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Go to break right now, and when we come back, hopefully there'll be a whole line of more callers, and speak to you soon.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Stuart Altshuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
You really can get control of your hectic life despite all the pressures, despite all the running around, despite all the stress. John Whitehurst will be teaching weekly meditation classes. Just log on to www.psyrtsyr.com for a schedule. This 5-part meditation course offered by psyr.com delivers a blend of several meditation techniques. You will become more grounded. You will define your own space and own it. You can create and be in harmony with your natural energy. You can learn to be in the present moment and reclaim and reintegrate lost life experience. By balancing your chakras and clearing your energy channels, you'll develop the tools to let go of the drama in your life. For more information, log on to www.psyr.com or call toll-free 800-228-0994. This is the way to really take control of your crazy life with meditation from John Whitehurst. Call 800-228-0994 or log on to psyr.com.
Stressed out? Looking for a way to relax? Get in touch with the source of peace within you. Sant Mat meditation is free and connects you with the inner light and sound, the creative source within. Meditation on the inner light and sound brings relief from stress and a real sense of inner peace. There are never any charges for learning this practice. It's totally free. To find out more about Sant Mat and the meditation of the inner holy light and sound, call toll-free 1-877-MEDITATE or visit the website www.santmat.net. That's spelled SANTMAT.net. All services are free. Sponsored by Know Thyself as Soul Foundation, a nonprofit organization.
Talk to our expert hosts in the Phoenix area. Call 602-277-KFNX. Outside the Phoenix area, call toll-free 866-277-KFNX.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altshuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist from Los Angeles, and tonight we're discussing intimacy and relationships. My definition of intimacy is that it's an expression of our natural desire for connection. We've been talking with, we were just talking with Jim, who told us his situation about being in a relationship now that he feels is really a very loving one and not wanting to repeat the patterns of running away. And again, a lot of that is based on the belief systems we've developed and the messages we were given about who we are, about not being good enough, about fear of abandonment, all those sort of things. And it's important to get honest and tell the truth that those things exist in our minds, and we're either going to let them take control, or we're going to. The more conscious we get of them, the less power they have. So the toll-free number, if you want to call in, there's still time, is 1-866-277-5369. 866-277-5369. Before we went to break a little while ago, actually, my engineer Randy actually made a comment when I was talking about relationships and my observations about other people, and she says, you know, when you're single, it's easier to look at other people. And it's actually a very good statement because it is true. And as a therapist, a lot of people in the helping profession use what we do for a living as our way of disconnecting. When we're with, and I know I have done this for a lot over the years, and a lot less so now. It's a way of looking good and feeling good, but it's still getting a fix. It's still getting something that charges us momentarily and doesn't really fill us. It's a nurturing thing. It puts on a good image, all this sort of stuff. But people who do a lot of volunteer work, you could see that there are many people. I've done a lot of work with nonprofit organizations. There are a lot of people that show up, and they're showing up constantly, and they volunteer for this, and they volunteer for that. That volunteer life is their life. And if they stop doing that, they'd be faced with the same things any other addict or whatever would be faced with, which is what Jim was talking about, is like once he got sober, all of a sudden, now emotions are showing up, things that he never learned how to deal with. He never even learned how to identify. You know, the cliched question that people joke about, that a therapist asks, well, how do you feel about that? It's an important question. It's an important thing not to just deal with what's going on in our heads, but also what's going on below the neck. Our bodies are constantly giving us cues that we either choose to pay attention to or not, and those cues usually tell us what we're feeling, that there's an emotion connected to that. And as long as you stay busy or as long as you stay in your head, you're disconnecting. You're not even having an intimate relationship with the rest of your being. And that's what a holistic approach to things is about. It's about body, mind, and spirit. So if you're dealing with what the thoughts are, what the beliefs are, but you're also getting in touch with the impact they have physically on your body as well as emotionally, it creates a more balanced spiritual sense. Another client of mine this week, and I also asked her if I could use this, not that I'm mentioning any names or anything, she asked me a question. She said, is there a difference in working with gay couples or heterosexual couples? And I said, it's a very interesting question because some people will argue up and down that there is. Now, there may be certain things that you may find if you're working with same-sex couples that you may not find, like maybe different power issues or stereotypical programming. If you have two men in a relationship together and men are brought up in the society to say, I'm the breadwinner and I'm supposed to be the strong one, you got two men both with that belief, it takes a different level of negotiation to figure out what to do about money, what to do about decision-making, and all this other stuff. But those same things will happen in a heterosexual relationship too, because it's about male energy and female energy. It's not necessarily the male body and the female body coming together. And my experience is that the same issues a heterosexual couple are dealing with that are having problems are very much the same issues you're going to find in a gay or lesbian relationship that are having problems. And the interesting thing also is, and this says a lot, and I believe that AIDS had a lot to do with this over the years, where people are not so fast, gay men are not so quick to run from a relationship anymore because so many of us have experienced so much death and the shortness of things, is that there are more and more gay men going in to couples counseling, stopping and saying, you know what, I don't want to run from this. This person is someone I love, and I want to work on this. And a lot of therapists I know will agree that deal with gay couples, that there are a lot more gay men in therapy doing couples work. So we'll be back. And for a closing thought, see you in a minute.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
Do you take vitamins to supplement your diet? Millions of people today blindly consume vitamins and supplement products without any knowledge of what they're taking. Do you know the difference between synthetic, fractionated, or whole food supplements? Standard Process does, and for 70 years they have produced the best all-natural whole food supplements available. Standard Process was founded by Dr. Royal Lee in the 1930s. Standard Process is producing their unique food supplement containing a complete dose of vitamins and minerals with their naturally occurring synergistic trace elements. All this from an organically grown whole food supplement. Find out for yourself. Call 1-800-848-5061. That's 1-800-848-5061. Call Standard Process today and feel the difference. Call 1-800-848-5061.
Are you ready to change your life? Then make Thursday your day for Love Talk with Tana Marie. Your host, Tana Marie, is also known as the Love Psychic. She can help you find and sustain true love. Tana has helped thousands of people worldwide create their dream relationships. Listen to Love Talk with Tana Marie every Thursday, 3 to 4 p.m., right here on AM 1100 KFNX.
Hi, I'm Claudia Powell, the digital diva of the airwaves. Join me, Jim Bombach, and Dr. Stephen Easley each Thursday afternoon at 5 p.m. for our live computer talk show, The Computer Doctor of the Airwaves. We'll take your calls and emails right on the air and update you on the latest tips, tricks, and news from the digital universe with a few laughs thrown in at no extra charge. Catch our show every Thursday afternoon at 5 p.m. right here on KFNX 1100 AM on your radio dial. See you on the radio.
You're listening to Arizona's Talk Alternative, offering the most unique programming. 1100 KFNX, Renaissance Radio.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altschuler.
Well, welcome back. It's our final few minutes of the show, and we do have a caller from Los Angeles. Linwood, you're on.
How's it doing?
How you doing?
All right.
Good. What's up?
I was sitting here with Stephen right now, and we were listening about the earlier call you had with the guy with his parents and everything.
Right.
And Stephen said, as he was listening, that he witnessed his mother and father divorcing, and he promised himself that he would never hurt like he witnessed his mother hurting.
Right.
The relationship. So then I asked him, well, how could we be intimate if he has that fear?
Mm-hmm.
And he says, well, there is some degree of intimacy with us. And I'm just wondering, how could he have any type of intimacy if he's so fearful of being hurt?
Okay. It's a great question. And my belief is that love and intimacy will always win out over the fear. It's a stronger part of us. It's our life urge. And you know, the phrase "go to the light" does not just imply to when we're dying and ready to leave our bodies. It's about when we're alive, going towards the light, going towards the higher thought, the higher belief. And it means sometimes doing like what I did with Jim. What are your fears? And really taking a look at them and getting honest about them so that you can start working on them. Because you know that if you really identify these things, they hold less power over us because we start seeing it when it's activated, when it's trying to control us. When it's subconscious, it has free rein and total power. The more conscious you get, the more you can, in a sense, catch yourself. The more you can clear things up, the more you can make your apologies and ask for forgiveness and do your forgiving. It's when you get honest. Okay?
Thanks, Linwood.
All right, you're welcome.
I love you.
Thanks, Linwood. All right.
All right.
Okay, so I only have a couple of minutes left here. I want to thank my callers. I want to thank all of you for listening in. And I just, in closing, I just want to say that to me, more than anything, the most important factor in expressing a higher level of intimacy is learning to tell the truth faster, moving through the fears, anger, and discomfort by realizing them quickly is a tool that keeps us clear and more in present time and always connected. What I have described is beyond sex. It is making love. Sex is just one way of making love. Expressing our natural desire for connection or making love in any form creates a sense of union instead of separation. When a person is willing to see it as such, this moving towards a deeper state of intimacy or union in one's life, it allows for a deeper spiritual connection. It brings a deeper sense of peace, a more profound sense of safety, and returns us to a familiar time of innocence, a time when we were newborn, before the fearful adults around us had time to impose their limits on a child's natural connection with spirit. We have never lost this, and it is not so hard to reconnect with it. It only takes willingness to start the learning process. That takes 12-step programs. It takes therapy. It takes reading. It takes just sitting down and writing out your fears. Whatever it takes, do it. It's worth it. I want to thank all of you for joining me tonight. Come back next week, and you can check the website, tellthetruthfaster.com, to find out the shows that are scheduled coming up. We're here every Thursday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Pacific time. And thank you very much.
Tell the Truth Faster, hosted by Stuart Altshuler, is broadcast live every week at the same time. Thank you for listening.
Hi, I'm Jim Palmer for Cosamine DS, the number one doctor recommended.